Well, you can start whenever you want, but I just hit record, so.
Welcome to the Mosh Pit.
Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Crash the funeral. I taste blood.
On the inside!
Welcome to the Mosh Pit. It's your host, Wes Everett. Got my special guest in with me today, Miss Courtney. Wells? Sorry, blanked on that one. I'll edit that out.
You're fine. No, you did good.
So, Possum Pouch Bakery. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it. Veganism and all that. When did you start?
I started the process almost a year ago. It was like in December, I think, is when I started getting everything together. And there were so many hoops to jump through, and it was just crazy. There was like, it's just like, there's so many hoops because they don't want you to do it, you know, like you really have to want to do it and go through it to, y'all know, with your business and licensing and all that stuff.
Way too much do we know.
Yeah.
Permitting,
but,
ugh.
Yeah, but so I started in November, or December, I mean, and getting everything together. And then I officially got my license, I think it was January the 12th this year. And then I was like, what now? You know? And so I got into the Rockmart Farmers Market. I heard about that through a friend who's a pescatarian. And she was like, you need to get in this market. They have so much good stuff up there. And I was like, okay. And so that was my first market. And I officially got accepted in, like, late February. And I think I started in March. And I started out just doing vegan stuff. And so many people were coming up to me. And they were like, hey, do you do gluten-free? Do you make gluten-free stuff? And I was like, no, but I'll look into it. Because
do now.
Yeah. And so for a while, I was doing vegan and gluten-free separate. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, all of this stuff over here is gluten-free and all this stuff over here is vegan. And then I figured out it would just be easier if I just did it all vegan and gluten-free together. So now everything's vegan and gluten-free.
Does it make a difference how you make the stuff compared to each of those?
So, like, just really the gluten-free stuff, because there's flour. You know, flour is vegan. It's made out of wheat or whatever.
Right.
But people who are gluten-free or gluten intolerant, they can't have stuff that's made out of wheat. So, like, beer, they can't drink beer, which is sad, you know, and then they can't have bread because bread's made out of wheat and, you know, things like that. Or they can have, like, yeast rolls, I think, if it's made with a certain kind of flour. But, like, barley, wheat, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head right now. But they'll give a person who has celiac disease, or just somebody who's gluten intolerant issues, you know, mm-hmm. or if they're celiac, then it can potentially be fatal, which is horrible. So I like clean my kitchen like really, really well. Like, our household is not gluten free, but I'm ordering tests in the mail to test for gluten to see how, like, I use separate stuff for my baking stuff.
Right.
So, like, I mean, if I have friends over and I'm making cornbread, I'm probably just going to use regular flour, because myself, I'm not gluten-free, you know.
Okay.
But everything's separate for my baking stuff, and then I'll, like, clean the kitchen and wipe everything down, and I'll make him leave. And I just make everything gluten-free. But I'm getting these tests in the mail to test for gluten in my stuff that I bake. And so in order for it to be officially gluten-free, there has to be less than 20 parts per million of gluten in all of the, or whatever I'm making.
So do you use, like, finely ground almond powder in place of your flour? Do you, like, what are your substitutes for flour to make these amazing cakes?
So a few recipes, I do use almond flour in, like, a tart that I make.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have found the stuff that goes in the tarts is condensed coconut milk instead of condensed regular milk to make it vegan. So I hadn't really put out tarts yet, but that has almond flour in it. And then for all my other stuff, I use Bob's Red Mill gluten-free one-to-one baking flour. And so I'll just sub it out because it's one-to-one, you know, so I can just swap it out and it's super easy. It's made out of rice flour and, like, cornstarch or tapioca starch and some other stuff in there. But it's totally gluten-free. I get a lot of my stuff from them because it's got that certified gluten-free stamp on it, like mm-hmm. oats. A lot of times oats and stuff are made on, like, belts that also use stuff that's not gluten-free, so they have that stamp on theirs that says gluten-free.
So. That's epic. Well, I mean, you have to make sure you're giving people what they're asking for.
Yeah.
And definitely. Make sure there's no contamination
because
allergies are a real thing.
Fatal, yeah. Or, yeah. Like, people who are gluten intolerant, they... a lot of times, if they have arthritis and they eat gluten, it'll affect their arthritis really bad. A lot of people have gut issues with that, just like bloating and just general uncomfiness. So,
yeah,
don't want anybody to be uncomfy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's really cool. How did you get into the farmer's market? Like, did you just apply, or
mm-hmm.
what's the process on that? I'm actually genuinely curious.
Yeah, so depending on what you're selling, you know, like if it's produce or if I'm doing baking stuff or some people do crafts, you have to have a certain license for all that. And you can look at that and figure out what you need through the ag department. I did have a few issues with them because, like, online it'll say one thing, but when you call and ask, they'll tell you something else. And then based on where you live for your county, it's all... You know, yep. So, for the farmer's market, yeah, I just applied, I found them online, I went to their website, and I applied, and I sent in all my, you know, papers and stuff that said I'm official, and Melinda, who's over the farmer's market, she's, like, just great, she's a wonderful person, but she, her and another vendor there, her name is Michelle, who's also great. Everybody there is great. Farmers market, the Rock Bar Farmers Market is, like, the best market. I've been to several markets before,
yeah.
And, like, that one is, I'm so glad that was my first one. That was my first experience because there, it's just a good vibe there, you know. It's like they know what they're doing. They have it down. They have it on lock, and just everything's really good there.
So it set the bar really high for all the
others.
It
really did. It really did. And so now, like, you know, that's my standard for other markets.
So, like the friendliness and, like, there are people there that'll be like, oh, you're a newbie to this. Let me help you out. Let me show you.
Everybody's encouraging, and everybody wants you to succeed. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, just they have a good vibe. You know?
Right.
They just put off this great energy. And, you know, even if, you know, it's a rainy day or it's a bad day or slow, or the other day it was like 40 degrees outside, Melinda is walking down, checking on everybody. Hey, how are you doing? You doing okay today? I know it's kind of slow. You know, she cares. She's not just, you know, come here and, you know, show up and then leave. She puts effort in.
I've been in markets where people with my art and craft, I've been in markets where people treat it like a competition.
Yeah.
And they're like snooty about it, like, oh, you know,
yeah.
Or I've even heard people tell people not to go to certain people's booths, and
wow.
I'm like, yeah, it gets really, so it's really, really, really comforting to hear that our hometown is one of the best ones,
really,
and
is.
For hospitality even,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we all strive for, is hospitality, and, you know, we're a southern town, we're supposed to be sweet.
Yeah, that's right, you know, that's just like something you're born into.
Right?
Like you should, you know, come out knowing, you know, that you're supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like the right thing to do. But yeah, that competition stuff, it's like we're all doing the same thing, man. Like, chill out.
Right?
I don't know. Some people just, they have that, like you said, that snarky, snooty, I'm better than you attitude. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
take that junk to the door.
Yeah, seriously.
Wild crash under fire.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Would you ever consider a brick and mortar store?
So I'm in Temple right now, and with the ag department license that I have, it's called a cottage food license, and that allows me to work out of my kitchen at my house. And so I just bake everything at home and package it in my home, and they come and like inspect your house and stuff. And you know, like I can't be working in, you know, an outback shed somewhere with like a jank oven making stuff. You know, it has to be inside and all this other stuff. But I would like to maybe eventually have a brick and mortar store. It just depends on where things are going and like how the world is and stuff. And so right now what I'm considering is actually just doing an online website. And so I'm shopping around trying to figure out what's it called? Like
the e-commerce.
I don't know.
Or
like what website base I want to have. What
well, I know I have a e-store with
host website I want to have.
Right. I have a Vistaprint website and I have an e-store attached to it, and I think it's like $30 a month.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
That's good.
And you can set your own prices. You can include your shipping in your pricing if you want to.
That's what I'm really worried about. Not worried about, but just kind of concerned about, because I've never done it before, is the shipping. Like, how does that all
yeah,
work?
How do you ship food?
Where
and
do the labels come from?
How do you guarantee it's going to get there in time without going bad?
Yeah, like Cameron was like, you know, you can't ship peach cobbler in the mail. So that would just have to be like a market special, you know, I guess, mm-hmm. or, you know, a pickup delivery local special or something like that. So it'll be trial and error and figuring things out, and I need probably some, I don't want to say test dummies, but test buddies that I can ship stuff to. So.
You can mail us through the
email. You can mail me the oatmeal cookies that you do with the chocolate chips
the
in them.
Oatmeal.
Yep.
Yeah,
you can mail me those anytime.
Okay.
I'd be happy. Those were fantastic. Oatmeal cookies are my favorite, but it's really difficult to find them without raisins in them.
Really?
I like raw raisins. I don't like baked raisins.
Interesting.
But I also like raw spinach, and I don't eat it when it's cooked.
Oh, really? It's because it's bitter? Or
I don't know. I just like things raw.
Just not into it.
Call me weird. I prefer, like, I don't like lettuce salads because I feel like they don't have any taste.
Yeah.
I make my salads out of baby spinach.
Interesting.
It's more nutrients.
Do you like prunes?
I've never had a prune.
Really?
Never had
a prune. Love prunes. I think they're so much better than raisins. If you like regular raisins that are uncooked or whatever, then mm-hmm. you'll love prunes.
Yeah.
They help you go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Keep you regular.
Yeah.
Make you lose weight.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Natural diuretic.
So, getting back to, you were in a competition recently.
For what?
From the pub to the graveyard. Forgive me.
Don't run away. It is right here, and this is where you'll stay. This is your home now. This is where you'll lay. Oh, forgive me. This isn't me, but who am I anyway? Before she closed her eyes, she closed her ears to pray the devil away. The devil she lay. No grisly display of we'll fucking burn. I need you a hole in the cell of the
How'd that go?
I want to know how that went.
Okay, so it was really nerve-wracking because, firstly, I have never made that much chili in my entire life, and that was crazy. And so I actually didn't do the chili cook-off, like, solely. I don't know if I even could have done it by myself because I don't have that commercial business license. But they were doing businesses that didn't even have, weren't doing food stuff, you know. So I'm sure I could have went in by myself, but I didn't. I went in with a nonprofit in Douglasville called the Nichols Center. And so, like, they made their non-vegan chili, and then I made my totally vegan chili. And I didn't make it purposefully gluten-free, but I'm pretty sure that it was also gluten-free anyway. But I didn't. It was just supposed to be vegan. So, but anyway, it was pretty neat, and there was a ton of people there. It was in downtown Douglasville on O'Neill Plaza. There's a big fountain that's right there, and it was really pretty, and they had a little stage, and I dressed up like a possum, of course, you know. And I entered the costume contest, and I didn't win.
Oh.
But I would have picked me to win. But anyway, Danny and Sandy, they dress up like people from Greece, you know, Danny and Sandy, they won. So they did really good. They looked authentic. But the chili cook-off was really neat, and word got around really fast that there was a vegan chili there, because so many people were coming up to the tent, and they were like, is this the all-bean chili, no meat? Is this the vegan chili? Y'all have the vegan chili? And I was like, heck yeah, I got the vegan chili, you know? So it was really cool. I didn't get rid of all of it, unfortunately. I had a lot left over, but I gave some of it to our friends who are vegan, and they were like, it fed us for a week. So, you know.
That's a win right there.
Yeah, it wasn't going to waste.
Well, see, I when I have, like, a lot of leftover like that, I transform it. So, like, if it started out as chili, then it'll go to beef tips and rice. But,
okay.
You know, like, so I'll pour it over rice and make it into, like a stew,
yeah,
type thing. And then if it continues on from there, I'll throw it in the crock pot with some extra, like, salsa or something and make a different kind of soup out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I try to transform it. If it's, like, tomato-based, I'll do all tomato-based meals that day. Or,
yeah,
you know, and that I learned from my mom, you know, because we wouldn't eat leftovers. Like, if it was the same thing as yesterday, we wouldn't eat it. So she was like, well, I made spaghetti last night, but I have tacos tonight.
Oh, spaghetti, you know? Tacos. Yeah.
Right.
Just, you know, something different to keep mm-hmm. it going and use it all.
Right.
You want to, you know, eliminate as much waste as you can, too.
Well, I mean, my mother always explained it like this, you know, and I'm sure everybody's mom said this, but, you know, there are people who don't have dinner tonight,
mm-hmm.
so you're going to eat what I put in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. That's so. Another southern thing.
Right.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
That was that you either eat it for dinner or you eat it for breakfast.
Yeah. So, but food waste is a big thing in America.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Huge. Mm-hmm. And like, where we live, like, in the woods. So even if it's starting to go bad, we'll put it out for the critters.
We do the same thing.
Yeah we won't. We don't throw it in stuff. The trash.
Yeah.
Because it's food waste at that point.
Yeah, it's just going to decompose anyway, so why are you putting it in the trash?
Well, 90% of the time it gets ate by something.
Yeah, so. But, like, also that food waste going in the trash like that, after it breaks down and stuff in the landfill, it helps produce that methane gas that, you know, goes into the environment. So it's like, that's not that great either.
Right.
And another thing is, like, flowers. So many people throw, like, dead flowers just in the trash. Like, they're, you know, give it back to the earth. Throw it outside.
Why?
So that's another big thing on Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. It's so much, like, so many flowers go in the trash.
I just read an article about your pumpkins from Halloween. If you put them out, the deer like them. And they're actually healthy for the deer to eat.
Yeah, as long as you don't soak them in, like, bleach or anything. Like
right.
That.
They have to be, like, you know.
Yeah.
Fresh from the garden.
Yeah. Well, no, but if you... They like to eat the rinds. So if you carve it, don't soak it in anything. Keep it normal.
Yeah, that's what happened to our pumpkins that we carved.
Yeah.
We carved pumpkins 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the deer ate them.
The deer ate the design off the front.
Oh, my God.
I was like, really, guys?
They were like, oh, they left this for us.
Mm-hmm. I put them out next to the driveway, and it was so cute. And I did, like, this intricate zombie that looked like Obama.
Wow.
And he got ate.
Zombama.
Mm-hmm. Zombamba.
That's hilarious.
So where are you headed from here? What's your next event? Or are you doing anything else, or are you just doing the farmer's market?
So the Douglasville Farmers Market just ended for the season. I'm doing the Rockmart Farmers Market on Thursday still. We're not having the market on Thanksgiving, of course. And then the last market for this year in Rockmart is December the 16th, I think. That's a Thursday. And then the next one won't be until, I think it's January the 13th or the 12th maybe. You know, for the holidays, everybody's not going to be here. And it's going to be cold. So they're giving us a little bit of a break. I'm doing a baking class at the Boundary Water Center in Douglasville. It's the new Boundary Water Center. They just opened it, like, October the 22nd. There's a ton of classes there. They have, like, Zumba and a candle making class, and I'm teaching a vegan gluten-free baking class. You can sign up until November the 12th is the cutoff date. And it's $20 a person. I think you can call the center to sign up. They encourage you to go in person to sign up. I know it's a long drive for y'all out here in Rockmart. But it's the class itself is on November the 16th at 2, and we're going to be making the white chocolate pumpkin cookies. Ooh. And you're going to get to take home a whole batch for yourself. It's about 10 cookies. So.
So you go sign up for that, babe, right? I got to work that day, so you got to do it.
I'll come pick you up.
There you go. You already got a ride, see? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I might have some classes scheduled myself.
We'll just have to see. But it's kind of weird being in the middle of the day. This is the first one I'm teaching out there, too. And I'm going to, depending on how this one goes, I might do like a once-a-month class out there and do, like, next month I'll try to do like something Christmas-themed, you know, or holiday-themed. But besides that, I don't have anything else going on for the month of November. And then in December, I have an event in Carrollton. It's Christmas in Carrollton the 4th of December and then the 11th of December. And those are both Saturdays. I'm going to be in Noonan in Ashley Park doing an event down there.
Oh, it's beautiful down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
So pretty down there.
Yeah, I like Noonan. It's a really nice city.
And they've built back since that tornado hit them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had a ton of support.
They did,
like, all
yeah.
the radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a lot of, like, fundraisers and stuff, and it was really nice to see all their community get together and, you know, literally help build each other back up. So it's always good to see. Makes you feel good.
It's awesome. That's those small towns.
Small towns.
That's awesome, Courtney.
Well, thanks.
Thank you again for sitting in with us on this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really enjoying chatting with you about the gluten-free and... So explain to me, because I like all the stuff that's really bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Red meat. You know, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Explain to me, what exactly is gluten-free? What is it that it doesn't have?
And veganism, because I don't know what it does for your body.
She can explain veganism to you in a minute. I'm asking about gluten-free.
So I don't know a ton about like gluten-free stuff, but I do know that wheat... is linked to just general inflammation in your body. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like I was talking about, the bloating, inflammation, you know. And then people who have arthritis, if they eat gluten, it makes their arthritis worse because arthritis is inflammation in itself, your joints, you know. A lot of people just get, like, that just that general upset stomach, too, if they're gluten intolerant. Some people break out with, like, you know, just a lot of acne. That's something that veganism can help with too, is acne. But everybody's body is different too. So, I mean, you might, you know, totally go on a diet or a lifestyle change and you might not change at all. You know, it might just be a mental thing for you. I really do think that it is better for your body, but anything in moderation is going to be better for you than just, you know, full on, you know, like a carnivore diet or the keto diet or whatever. Just moderation. Is what's best. So, but I mean, obviously, if you have a disease, you have celiac, you know, if you know you're gluten intolerant and you're gonna, then, you know, cut it out. Right. So, because it'll obviously help you. You know, why wouldn't you? But, I don't know, like, what I know from gluten-free really is about people who have talked to me about it. I haven't really done my own research on it. So I just know firsthand from people that's, like, some of the stuff that I've heard that they have is the gut upset and the inflammation all over your body and stuff. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Like I said, I've looked at it before, but I've never really studied it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is the difference between veganism and being a vegetarian versus
like a pescatarian?
Yes. Like, what are the differences, and how is it beneficial to you and your body?
Okay. So let me preface this by saying that, you know, don't feel like you have to label yourself as anything, because, you know, it's just a label. You know, you're your own person. And, you know, don't feel like you're stuck with that label for the rest of your life if you're, you know. Because, like I said, moderation is a really good word that I like to use a lot, obviously. But anyway, so the actual definitions of everything is, so pescatarians, they eat fish, shellfish, shrimp, but they don't eat any other meats, like chicken or red meat or anything like that. And then they'll eat vegetables. You know, everybody eats vegetables, unless you're a carnivore, like a lion. But though I have heard that they like to, you know, have a salad with their steak every now and then. That's a joke. But anyway, and then you have your vegetarians. And so vegetarians, or they're also called like lacto-ovo-vegetarians. So they'll eat milk, or drink milk, sorry, you don't eat milk, and eggs, but they won't eat like chicken or, you know, meat or things like that. And then they'll eat their vegetables too. And then your vegans don't eat or consume or use anything from an animal. So, like, a leather couch, if you're a vegan, it's a no-no. They don't eat cheese. They don't. If it comes from an animal, whether it's, you know, a consumable, a usable, or whatever, they don't use it, buy it, wear it, anything. And a lot of, there's another big, I don't know what you call it, big war in the vegan world about honey. So honey comes from bees, and bees, they're not animals, but they're insects, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of vegans are like, you know, don't eat honey because it comes from an animal, and we kill the bees when we're, you know, eating honey. I eat honey. I think honey is good for you. I think it's medicine, good local honey that you mm-hmm. buy from the farmer's market, you know.
Oh, yeah.
From somebody who knows what they're doing, and it's not mass produced. That's another thing.
Right.
That mass production. See, like,
well, that's where it becomes harmful, because then they're smoking the bees. They're doing harmful things to the bees. I do the local honey thing too.
Yeah.
But I don't do mass produced honey.
Mm-hmm.
I buy my local honey from Morgan Hardware, who he knows someone who has a few little honey beehives in their backyard. And he just, they're like, I need to sell this honey.
Mm-hmm.
But they are non-harmful to the bees. And then also, did you know if you put a plate of fruit out, it helps cultivate the bees?
Oh, really?
So, like, if you put, like, sliced apples out on your patio for a day or two, they get the sugar that they need for energy so that they can go and pollinate and reproduce and everything like that.
During the winter, like, when they can't get mm-hmm. the flowers and
yep.
stuff. Really
sweet.
Yep.
Aww, that's nice. I just read an article about that one too.
That's really cute. I always cut up the sulfide apple for the bees. That's sweet.
Yeah. So yeah, when they can't really get food, I mean, and a lot of the times they hibernate, but sometimes you see that one bee flying around out there, and I'm like, dude, I want to feed you. I want you to be happy. But I mean, like, I agree. Like, there are certain products. Like, there are products you don't even know come from animals.
Oh yeah.
Like, you have to, like, do your research. There's like sinew. People use sinew for, like, tie dyeing. They use sinew to, like, make jewelry and everything. But did you know it's actually the tendons from a deer?
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Is that like an element? It's like a waxy type thread that's really thick. And so like there are little things that you just you don't know what you're using, what you're consuming, that actually do come from animals.
Yeah, or like Pringles. Original, regular Pringles that have milk in them.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, why? Why is there milk in that? Like, read your ingredients list, it's because there is a milk in everything.
Well, I'm currently doing the whole sodium battle.
Oh, yeah.
And there is, did you know there is like 40 grams of sodium in a orange soda? In an orange soda. I'm like, dude, an orange soda. I'm thinking, I'm not drinking any caffeine today. And I look and I'm like, well, maybe I'm drinking a lot of salt. Let me put it back.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's always something. Are you doing the sodium thing for like health reasons or just for
high blood pressure?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they told me to cut back on my sodium and my caffeine intake. And I was like, well, I'll cut off Coke and sodas and things. try to take my coffee. It's on and popping.
Yeah.
It's on.
I don't even like her when she don't have her coffee, so she's getting her
coffee. We gotta stay
caffeine. I used to drink, though, I will say I'm very proud of myself. I used to drink like this big gulp size thing of coffee.
Oh, wow.
Like I used to drink a lot, and now I've like slowly backed it down to the small tumblers.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you.
I try. But it's going to be, you know, a fight. You try to take my coffee from me,
I won't try to do that.
No. They're like, well, why don't you try decaf? I was like, muddy water? What? No.
There is this coffee called mud water, and it's made out of mushrooms. I think. Isn't it mushrooms?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know she found her new favorite coffee at the Farmer's
Market. At the Marmer's Market. Maize. Yeah. Yes. And I almost cried because I used the last bit of my bag, and I was like, I work on Thursdays. I can't go.
They're in Dallas. You can probably message them on Facebook and like schedule a pickup. Honestly, they're just right in Dallas.
Really?
Uh-huh. I'm not sure like where at Dallas, but I know they're in Dallas. So.
I wonder if they'll just ship it to me.
I mean, it's worth looking into. Yeah.
So I need that Mexican organic blend.
Is that
there.
What you like?
Yeah.
I think I've only had their Ethiopian.
That one was really fruity to me.
Really?
Yeah, it tasted really, and I don't know, I grew up drinking Folgers Classic Roast, you know, hard stuff.
Same.
So it's like, I don't know, coffee should be like a certain way.
Glitches, keep calm.
You get stuck in your habits. Although I have seriously been considering going to hot teas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know where to start, and some you have to strain, and some you have to do this, and you have to get certain pots.
My friend Grace is like a tea connoisseur. She has family that lives in England, and they're like big tea heads.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually goes to the farmer's market, too. She has another bakery called the Joy of Taste, which is like a Christian-based business. But she lives right here in Rockmart. But I'll give you her information, and you can message her on Facebook, and she can probably tell you about teas and stuff, because she has all kinds of teas. And she knows, like, how to brew them and whatnot. And every time we go over to her house, we have tea together. And it's nice.
Is it tasty?
Oh, yeah. And she has, like, really fancy tea sets and stuff like that.
Yeah. See, that's where I'm like, I don't even know what to buy.
Yeah, because there's so much.
Yeah.
You're going to something new like
everywhere.
That.
Everywhere. Like, even if you go in the Red Rooster. Have you been in the Rockin' Rooster up there, the big red house?
Mm-mm.
That lady sells so much tea and different flavors. And I'm like... Like, my head is spinning by the time I walk out of there, because I'm like, well, I was considering buying some tea, but I don't know where to start, so.
Yeah, I'll hook you up with her. You can ask her.
Nice. Connections.
Connections are good. Good to have.
Exactly.
It's good to meet people and stuff.
Recording, thank you. Thank you for sitting in with us.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Yeah, this is great.
So how was your Halloween?
It was pretty good. So we went to a few parties Saturday night. And then Saturday morning I had like a family brunch at my house, and that was really fun. So I made like a punch, Halloween punch, and we had apple cider mimosas. And Cameron helped me set up a bunch of stuff, because I was like, I don't know why I do this to myself, but it's like, you know, I come up with these big ideas and like, oh, we gotta do this. We got this much time to do this. It'll be fine. We're going to wake up early. That's always the thing. We're going to wake up early, right? We don't ever freaking wake up early. It's a lie. I lie to myself every night before bed, you know, and I know that I'm doing it, but I don't know what it is. And so he was helping me set up a bunch of stuff, and it was pretty good. We had a good time. So
yeah.
What about y'all, Jackie and Halloween?
We did nothing, really, did we?
Not down here for a little while.
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
Saturday, I was supposed to go to another business in Rockmart and paint faces for free.
Aww.
But no one showed up because it was so wet and cold. So
yeah.
I was like, we just ended up sitting down there. This lady is so sweet. She's a little old lady, and she just wants to help everybody out. And I was like, well, I told you I'd be here for 2 hours, so I'm going to be here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so I just sat and visited with her and, you know, talked about her shop, threw some business ideas out. You know, it's actually really fun to just visit another business owner,
because
then you can kind of bounce things off of each other, how things work. And then, that was actually kind of fun, even though I didn't get to paint any faces. I was really excited about that, too. I was like, oh, I wanted to do a Spider-Man. I wanted to do a butterfly. And it didn't work out.
Well,
but I still have all the stuff, so.
It was nice of you, though, to still go and show up. And you know.
Well, I mean, once you're obligated. That's how you make your... In business, I have found that if you do what you say you're going to do, even if it's not...
to your taste or how
well I mean not even that if there's no money involved and you have made an obligation to do something, still go do it, because the relationships that you build from doing those things help you in the long run. Like, for instance, today I'm doing the rock painting event. I have been nothing but reliable with this person. He owns a rock quarry and donated a box of rocks to me.
Aww.
So it's like, you know, little things to help you in the long run. And it's not like you're trying to, you know, do it for the gain. You're not doing it for the gain. You're also doing it for the goodness of, you know, your reputation, your business, and the goodness of your heart.
Yeah.
But I just find that, you know, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Oh,
so
yeah, definitely. That is totally true.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's good to have connections. And like you said, when you went over there and you talked to that other business owner, and you bounce ideas off to each other, and you said it's nice to talk to other business owners because of that. And it's like, you know, like I was saying earlier, when you're in that good vibe and people want you to succeed and you want each other to succeed, then, you know, everything just works out. And I really do believe that what you put into the world, you get back.
Right.
So that's like a big thing.
Yeah.
Karma, I guess.
Karma,
yeah.
Good vibes, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call. Well,
yep.
Want to go find some rocks?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Are you hanging out with us for this?
We might for a little bit.
Yeah. Paint a rock. It'd be fun.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a good time.
Tell our listeners where they can find you. Facebook, socials.
So Facebook and Instagram, both my handles are at Possum's Pouch Bakery. And that's Possum with a P, no O. And I think that's all the social media that I have. I'm going to launch a website soon. Hopefully, right after Thanksgiving, the website will be up. I don't know what the domain is going to be for that yet, but I will post that, of course, on my Instagram and Facebook. And my Instagram's a little dead, but I'm working on it. So maybe just Facebook for now.
And, guys, we will keep you guys posted and updated with anything that she comes out with new on the Pit page. Keep an eye out for that. And I have to tell you, she brought us some cakes today because we're awesome and she's awesome. And I'm eating one right now and it's delicious.
Thank you.
Pollux, when you don't fear death.
I used to be scared, sad and alone. Then I met you and you saved my soul. I looked into your eyes and I was hypnotized. I looked at your lips and I longed for a kiss. I gave you my hands and you followed me into the dark. When you don't fear death, can you live as terrorists entombed in our hearts and our minds? We're kept on our ends in line, but you only die once on an every day. Live all the way, live anyway. I'll give you my heart, please just take me away. That you've been hurt by so many tortured hearts. So when we said our goodbyes, I knew I had to see you again at sunrise. In a place with peace and love, where your beauty would shine all day. When you don't fear death, only then can you live as terrorists entombed in our hearts and our minds. We're kept borderlands in line, but you only die once, so live every day. Live all the way, live anyway. I'll give you my heart, but just take me away. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.